All right, now I'd like to introduce the second speaker, my sponsor, Dan Peek, and he's from the Here and Now group, and
afternoon, everyone. My name is Dan Anatic. Grateful to be alive today. I'm grateful to be a member of Northfall Synonymous. I want to thank Gina for sharing before me, and I want to thank Keith and the committee for asking me to come up and share. And Keith called this week one day, and he said that he called and told me to coffee, you know, what time it was, and because we can no longer blame. And the first thing went through my head is, shit, sure I can. When I'm in disease mode, when I'm caught in the grips of my sickness, it's my first defense to blame you for what's wrong with my life, man. And that's just been my story, man. It was always my story, y'all. And I was supposed to come up here and share my experience, share some hope with y'all, and that's what I'm going to do here. And, you know, I'm a guy that would get my ass beat with a belt when I was a kid before I told the truth, man. My mom would say, if you tell me the truth, I won't beat you. And I'm getting beat. I'm getting beat, man, because I was incapable of telling the truth at an early age. And I'm talking way before I ever picked up drugs, man. So I've always wanted to avoid the reality of my life for some reason. I've always been one of them fantasy, daydreamer, lackadaisical. I remember the terms they used when I was in school that they branded me with. He's lackadaisical. He's a daydreamer. I always wanted to escape my reality, you know, and part of that, like, rationalization and justification and denial of my diseases is to blame you. So I'm going to take responsibility for the shit that I do, man. You know what I mean? And I lived that way for a long time, man. And it isn't until I get, like, honest and get prayed up and out of that, out of my way, that I get any, I can get any help. You know what I mean? Because it's all your fault. You know what I mean? I'm still doing the same behavior. You know what I mean? And it's weird because, for a long time, it was the police's fault. It was the Navy's fault. It was the high school's fault. It was the neighborhood I grew up in. It was my cousin's fault. If you had my life, if you did this, if you did that, you'd get high too. It was never even the drug's fault. It wasn't until I came in here, I said, you know what, man, maybe drugs is my problem. It never even dawned on me for a long time, man. You know, that's how freaking twisted I was. And I was just sitting out there talking to my sponsor before I come up here, and he said, you know, the sickest people stay here. And I'm all right with that. Hey, you know, there might be some truth in that, man. Because I know I ain't well, and I'll share about that today. But, you know, and that's the truth. And for a long time, when I got here, when I first got here, I was 23 years old, man. And my mind was, if I can quit smoking crack, right? If I can just quit sitting in these trailers and in these projects and on these retardable cases, that's what I used to sit on, you know, two friggin' rolling rock retardable cases or a couple of milk crates with a bunch of knuckleheads talking about, when I get my shit together tomorrow, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the Grand Canyon. I'm going to go to Alaska. You know what I mean? But right now, I'm getting high. You know what I'm saying? And when I first got here, I thought crack was my fault. You know what I mean? And because of that, I thought I could still smoke weed and drink wine. So I went on to drug replacement therapy, right? We're here about today. Okay. Let's get to the exact nature of this shit, like you said, with the dictionary. That was my drug replacement therapy. I'm just smoking crack. I'm going to be all right. I'm just drinking night train, smoking weed. Didn't work out. Did not work out good for me, man. My experience here. I came in here for a long time, man. I got clean in, my clean date's April 22nd, 2002, man. And it's the first clean day I had. And I want to thank Gina for sharing. I got a lot out of what she shared. I had a clean date September 20th, 1993, man, and I got high. Because I could have swore what I read in that first step said, I'm tired of the drug. You know what I mean? And I thought this facility or the authorities or whatever got my ass here. I thought drugs got me here. And what's been revealed to me over the years is God got my ass here. Because I've used drugs with a lot of people, ain't none of them here. Ain't none of them people here, man. So, in the beginning, I understand that that was what, you know, but what I'm saying is for me to stay here, because I left, you know, listening to this, my head, you know, where my disease lives, it's a killing field. It's chaos, man. You sound great. You know what I mean? You're doing great. You're blah, 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 blah. They got to be thankful you're at the meeting, man. You know what I mean? Now let's go to the shop. Turn out and go to the college girl. Right? No, I was getting older. That's what I was doing, man. Talking clean, living dirty, man. You know what I mean? Listening to this. You know, and blaming you. Because I never wanted to take responsibility for my life or my actions, man. You know what I mean? Like, every part, like, I remember when I was working with my sponsor in the third step, and I said, you know, I struggled at this time. One thing about using again, you get back in here, my experience, I'm a question asking fool now. I take it to make it. I ain't got that shit in our literature anywhere. Somebody show me that in our literature. It ain't in there. It ain't in there. I don't know. I don't get all our literature, but I know one thing ain't in that blue book. You know what I'm saying? Fake it till you make it. That shit will not work for long. You know, because someday life gets real. You better get with reality, man. And I don't know where I was going with that, but that only plays so long. Somewhere down the road, like, you can only, like, you better, what's your relationship with God? Well, I'm faking it till I'm making it. Well, you better get with that because 3, 5, 6, 7, 11 make no bones about it. Them steps make no bones about what you got to get with, whatever that is to you, man. So I can only bullshit me so long. So I started asking some people, like, what's God's will for you? And I got answers, man, that like, I didn't expect to get. And they were hard. Like, can you be mature and responsible? No. I do not know how to do that. You know what I mean? And I had to come here, man. And it's the same way today. And I guess that's what I wanted to talk about today. Like, I'm back in the separating process, man. I've been taking some action in my recovery because I still got the same sickness. I haven't used drugs in over 11 years, man. But the one thing I know, because I had 7 years of use again, I'm not immune from using drugs again. You know what I mean? And the other thing I know about this disease is from sitting here, if you've been sitting here for a while drinking some coffee, and the other thing is, I'm not immune from going home and leaving the car running in the garage. Right? I may not use it. I may be one of the guys that no matter what, like this bracelet I belong. But you know what? I backed myself into a corner where my wife's so unmanageable and crazy, hanging yourself in the bathroom looks like an option. Right? Or leaving the car running in the garage looks like an option. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want, because I know people that did that. They died clean. Right? But they're still dead. Right? You know what I mean? The disease still got. Right? So what I'm saying is like, my goal is still to remain, like, serenity. And the fact is, like, I still don't know how to live. And what's been revealed through prayer and inventory and doing some stuff this year is, like, I'm still struggling with issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was listening to you share it. You know what I'm saying? And right away, see, I want to turn around. I want to blame 5 years ago where I was at because they sold their business. Right? They didn't owe me shit. Right? But because they sold their business is where my life is now. Right? I'm talking about I ain't using, but all of a sudden, like, that seems like I put my life on hold. And I'm inventorying myself lately. You know what I mean? Just like I did in the dope time. Tomorrow, I'm going to get my shit together. Tomorrow, you know, what are they talking about just for the day? You only reference the time or limits you make. It doesn't say it's 10 years, you get this, or this. It talks about just for the day. You know what I mean? So I need to get into just for the day. I need to quit listening to this. I need to share honestly what's just going on with you. Honestly. You know what, man? The freaking credit card companies own my ass. And it ain't their fault. Because right away, I want to say, they knew who I was. You're going to give me what? I don't know how to manage that shit. You know what I mean? I just got in tune with that lady, man, and sharing honestly. And it ain't as bad as it could be, but it ain't good. And here's the thing, if I don't honestly get with that, if I keep deflecting that and rationalizing that and justifying that and not getting with that and sharing that with you and what you're saying, because I trust the process. Like, I know how life is, because I just stopped using. Right? I got with that. I understand what you're saying there, Keith. You got to stop using drugs. Boom. That's it. Point blank. Somebody, you know, a member in our community the other day, just used, somebody said, well, they relapsed on alcohol. I don't care if they were helping black and sitting around a paint jar. Correct? They got high. You get with that. You better get with that, man, real quick. I ain't getting high. But I want, the one thing I know, I want the full rewards of this program. I see, you know, my predecessors. I see the people who were before me. I see the peace they have. Whatever, I ain't even talking about materialistic shit, just how they are in their life, man. I don't want shit owning me today. I don't want Citibank owning me like the dope man owned me. I don't want to be going to work for Chase Manhattan. I'm just saying that, man, because I'm still trapped. Right? It's the same goddamn thing to me. That's what's been revealed through prayer. I'm trying not to swear I'm working on this. One thing at a time. But what I'm saying is I can sit there and blame other people because that's a form of my denial. I mean, denying responsibility, denying accountability, denying all that stuff about my life. So, yeah, I can still blame. I can still get the blame thrower out. I know how to use it well. You know what I mean? And it's everybody's fault except me. You know what I mean? Because that's what the disease tells me. And it'll tell me that stuff. It'll tell me I don't want to go to that meeting because they're crazy. Right? Oh, it don't have no unity. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, man. It wants to get me, it always wants to separate me from the flow of love in here. You know? Because that's where else do I get it? This is where I get it, man. I'm no rocket scientist. Only time I ever not used drugs has been here. Only time my life's been any, like, really good, I've been here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't, it don't take too long to add stuff up to figure out how I ought to be. You know what I mean? But, that's where I'm at. So I'm excited, man, because I've been sharing honestly with people. I've been asking for help. Like, I'm a dude that always worked out in my pocket. That's just, you know what I mean? That ain't nobody's fault. It ain't my parents' fault. I want to blame them. That's my parents, you know, blah, blah, blah. Nah, man. You weren't paying attention to them lessons. You were too busy about running up behind an old schoolhouse. You were too busy, you know what I'm saying? You were always caught in the grip of, over there, the grass is green. Like you were sharing about, you know, the biggest blessing I've got in this program is never stay in the present. Because I could never do that, man. I'm here, but I'm 1,000 miles away. Or I'm 1,000 miles out. I'm just not here with you right now enjoying the moment. And it's been a great thing to do since I've been in the program. It's been one of the rewards of the program, being able to stay in the present, man, in the present moment. With who I'm with, you know, and I'm in the process of getting out of some things, and what I know, man, and I'm going to share this, how I know the program works. I haven't used drugs in 11 years. Check this out. Here's the real hit with that. When I woke up this morning, didn't even think about using drugs. Thought never even entered my mind. I'll be honest with you. For me, that's a miracle. That's enough. That's what they promised me. That I could stop using, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. That's what they promised me here, man. You understand? There was no other... Yeah, you know, and that's enough. And I got to get with the facts sometimes that's enough. You know what I mean? That's more than enough. You know what I mean? I got a relationship with God today, right? What I also know through abstinence is I've been able to, like, not be a slave, and I ain't trying to bust nobody's balls here, to cigarettes. You know what I mean? Because I was a slave to that for years, man. The same thing. I thought I could never get out of that. You know how I did that? I stopped smoking. Right? The doctor's happy. Because now I got like a life that I want to sort of live. And he says, you know what, man? You ain't going to have to take this high blood pressure medicine if you would do a few things. Right? So, quit eating fast food. Yeah, right? Totally abstinent. Started walking. This took a few suggestions, right? What you taught me here. I didn't learn that in the adult house. I don't learn that in the house. I learned that here in church basement. Right? Guess what? He said, you must take no blood pressure medicine no more. So you know what? I'm just saying I can come with more. I can come to support my life. I don't want to be owned by my finances. I don't know how to run my finances. I need help. Right? I keep, you know, it's about a more of a process, man. I want to get better. I want the full mind. I want the full package. You know what I mean? I want to apply this in every area of my life, in all my affairs. I don't do it. I fall short, man. I fall short, but I'm trying. And the first thing I got to do is not blame. I have to accept and like be responsible and do big boy stuff, and I don't like that, man. Still today, it's easier. It's gotten easier, man. And I was sharing with Todd earlier, you know, one of the biggest things I've been praying for, man, it seems like I have this courage. Man, can you give me the courage to be honest? You know what I mean? Not like who I want you to think I am, but who I really am. Can you give me the courage to, like, you know, do what I got to do, man? Can you give me the humility, man? And I got to show up for my parents now, man. That's, you know, I need courage. And, you know, I pray more and more and more, man. You know, it just seems like, you know, it says in the third step, and I really understand, you know, asking for that power is our greatest source. We can't do that enough. Like, I found out I cannot invite God in enough, man. You know, and, because I suffer from mental illness, man. And it likes to get me trapped. It likes me to play that shell game. That's what it likes to do with me. And we were talking about inventory, staying in the step process. How important will it be? You wrote a saying. How important is it? Is it life-threatening? Is it, you know what I'm saying? You know, because it wants to get me, you know what I'm saying? It wants to get me over here so it can come up and hit me in the head with a bat. Drag me off, man. You know? But that's where I've been, man. So when I'm in the recovery process, I can no longer blame. When I'm caught in the grips of the sickness, I'm blaming all you. Oh, it's all your fault, right? It's the boss's fault. It's the worker's fault. It's you to me. It's my sponsor's fault. Some assholes at my home group's fault, right? It's everybody's fault except me. You know what I mean? I want to have peace today, man. There's the key. That's what it says on the back of our keypad. Clean and serene. So my goal is, man, I want the days to move easy, man. I've had enough hard moving days. You know what I mean? I want to have some peace, some serenity. Like, I'm all right in my own skin. Like, I'm all right here with you right now. You know what I mean? I ain't like, oh man, here or there. I ain't at work Monday. I ain't here with you right now. I'm going to work Monday. I'm like, what am I going to do with the money Thursday when I get paid? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how my disease robs. It don't still rob me if I let it, man. You know, and that was like my interpretation of the topic this week when I got it. I don't know. I prayed about it, and then this moment what was revealed. I want to thank Tina for sharing, and I want to thank you guys for asking me to come up here today. And I'm real grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be clean and just like the people in my life. And that's really all I got.